Hey there, tech enthusiasts, and welcome back to Tech I Spy. Today, I'm diving deep, like really deep, into one of the most ambitious projects out there. I'm talking about a tech giant, yes, but not the one you might be thinking of. No, we're taking a closer look at something, up in the stars. Specifically, Amazon's very own cosmic venture, Project Kuiper. Now, if you haven't heard of it yet, stick around, because this episode is packed, jam-packed, with all you need to know, and more, about this space-bound venture. By the end, you'll be seeing Amazon in a whole new light, and maybe, just maybe, you'll have a better idea of whether this is something you want to keep your eyes on as an investor. So, grab a seat, settle in, and let's blast off. Before you ask, isn't Project Kuiper and Blue Origin the same? Let me explain. Project Kuiper is an initiative by Amazon to create a network of low Earth orbit, LEO satellites that will provide high-speed internet access to underserved and remote regions globally. It is a satellite internet project developed and managed by Amazon, aiming to compete with other satellite internet services like SpaceX's Starlink. Blue Origin, on the other hand, is a private aerospace company founded by Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. Blue Origin is focused on developing technologies to enable private space travel, reusable rockets, and other space-related technologies. It is a separate entity from Amazon and is involved in projects like the New Shepard suborbital rocket, the New Glenn orbital launch vehicle, and the Blue Moon lunar lander. Just in case you have been living under a rock for the past few years, let me add context. Founded by Jeff Bezos in 1994, initially as an online bookstore, Amazon has morphed into the colossal behemoth we know today, spanning e-commerce, cloud computing, AI, and now, space. Bezos himself, a man with his sights set high, founded Blue Origin back in 2000 to make space travel more affordable. But it wasn't until 2019 that Amazon officially announced Project Kuiper. Named after the Kuiper Belt, a region of our solar system beyond Neptune filled with icy bodies, this project aims to deploy a constellation of over 3,200 satellites into LEO. The goal? Provide high-speed internet to underserved communities around the globe. Amazon's approach is unique, leveraging its massive logistics network, advanced technology, and of course, AWS, Amazon Web Services, to build a network that's not just competitive, but potentially game-changing. Bezos might have stepped down as CEO in 2021, but make no mistake, his fingerprints are all over this. While both projects are connected to Jeff Bezos, Project Kuiper through Amazon and Blue Origin as a standalone company, they are distinct from each other, with different goals and operations. Project Kuiper focuses on satellite internet, whereas Blue Origin focuses on broader space exploration and technology development. Project Kuiper, Amazon's ambitious venture into the low Earth orbit, LEO satellite market, is brimming with strengths that position it as a formidable player in the burgeoning space-based internet industry. Here's an expanded look at the key strengths of Project Kuiper. All right, time to talk numbers. Amazon, as of the latest info I could find, is sitting on a market cap of around $1.4 trillion. Yeah, that's trillion with a T. Amazon reported revenues of approximately $524 billion, with a net income of about $21 billion. Now, Project Kuiper isn't generating revenue just yet, but the investments are flowing. Amazon's committed over $10 billion to get this project off the ground, quite literally, with around 514 million shares outstanding and an EPS, earnings per share, of 1.37 for the TTM. Amazon's financial muscle is undeniable. But here's the kicker. Kuiper is a long-term play. It's going to take years, maybe even a decade, before we see significant returns. However, if successful, it could add a whole new revenue stream to Amazon's already diverse portfolio. So, while the initial outlay is steep, the potential upside? Astronomical. Project Kuiper is leveraging cutting-edge technology to create a highly efficient and reliable satellite network. One of the standout features is the use of optical inter-satellite links, OSLs. These links, which utilize infrared lasers to transfer data between satellites, enable the creation of a resilient, high-speed mesh network in space. This technology not only increases data throughput and reduces latency, but also provides significant flexibility in data routing across the globe, whether over land, sea, or air. This mesh network is expected to outperform traditional terrestrial fiber optic networks by approximately 30% in data transfer speed due to the inherent advantages of light travel in space over glass fibers on Earth. Amazon has placed a strong emphasis on the sustainability and safety of its space operations. Each Kuiper satellite is equipped with advanced propulsion systems that allow for precise maneuvering, collision avoidance, and controlled deorbiting at the end of its life cycle. This focus on minimizing space debris is critical in an increasingly crowded orbital environment. The satellite constellation operates at altitudes between 590 and 630 kilometers, ensuring that non-functional satellites naturally deorbit within a few years, reducing the long-term risk of space debris. One of Project Kuiper's most strategic advantages is its deep integration with AWS, Amazon's powerful cloud computing arm. This integration allows Kuiper to dynamically manage and scale its operations to meet the evolving needs of its customers. AWS's global infrastructure provides a robust backbone for Kuiper's network, ensuring high levels of security, reliability, and performance. This synergy between AWS and Kuiper not only enhances the satellite network's capabilities, but also positions Amazon to offer comprehensive services that combine cloud computing and global connectivity. Amazon has secured an unprecedented procurement of 92 heavy lift rocket launches from major providers like SpaceX, Arianespace, and United Launch Alliance. This ensures that Project Kuiper will have the necessary launch capacity to deploy its constellation on schedule. Additionally, partnerships with telecom giants such as Verizon and Vodafone aim to integrate Kuiper's satellite network with terrestrial mobile networks, potentially extending 4G/5G coverage to remote and rural areas. These partnerships enhance the project's market reach and demonstrate Amazon's commitment to bridging the global digital divide. The recent success of the Protoflight mission, where Project Kuiper's prototype satellites demonstrated key operational capabilities, is a testament to the robustness of its design and the effectiveness of its technology. Achieving a 100% success rate in initial testing, including successful 4K video streaming and two-way video calls via the satellite network, underscores Amazon's ability to rapidly innovate and deliver on its ambitious goals. In summary, Project Kuiper's strengths lie in its advanced technological infrastructure, commitment to sustainable space operations, strategic use of AWS, strong global partnerships, and proven early successes. These factors collectively position Amazon not just to compete, but potentially to lead in the LEO satellite broadband market. As Project Kuiper moves closer to commercial deployment, these strengths will be critical in overcoming the challenges and capturing significant market share. Project Kuiper, despite its ambitious goals and considerable strengths, faces several notable weaknesses that could pose significant challenges to its success. Here's an in-depth look at these potential vulnerabilities. One of the most glaring weaknesses of Project Kuiper is its late entry into the market. By the time Amazon's satellite network becomes operational, SpaceX's Starlink, the most prominent competitor, will have already established a significant presence. Starlink has not only deployed thousands of satellites, but has also begun providing services to customers worldwide. This head start gives SpaceX a significant advantage in terms of brand recognition, customer acquisition, and market share. Amazon will need to overcome the considerable challenge of catching up, both in terms of satellite deployment and in building a customer base from scratch. The scale of investment required for Project Kuiper is immense, with Amazon committing over $10 billion to the project. While Amazon has deep financial reserves, the return on this investment is uncertain and will take years, if not decades, to materialize. The satellite internet market is still in its early stages, and there's no guarantee that it will develop as expected or that Project Kuiper will be able to capture enough market share to justify its costs. the high costs associated with satellite manufacturing, launch, and maintenance, combined with the long timeline for potential profitability, make this a risky venture financially. A satellite constellation in low Earth orbit, LEO, comes with significant regulatory hurdles. Project Kuiper must navigate complex international regulations related to spectrum allocation, orbital slot assignments, and space debris management. As more companies launch LEO constellations, the regulatory environment is likely to become even more stringent. Any delays or complications in obtaining the necessary approvals could severely impact the project's timeline and increase costs. Additionally, the need to coordinate with other satellite operators to avoid collisions and manage orbital traffic adds another layer of operational complexity. The technical complexity of deploying and maintaining a large-scale satellite network cannot be underestimated. Despite successful early tests, the challenge of scaling up operations to deploy thousands of satellites remains daunting. Technical issues, such as those related to satellite propulsion, inter-satellite communication, and ground station connectivity, could cause delays or operational problems. Given the scale of Project Kuiper, even minor technical setbacks could lead to significant delays and increased costs, further compounding the financial risks. Amazon's Project Kuiper faces scrutiny from environmentalists and the public regarding the potential impact of a large satellite constellation on space debris and the night sky. The increase in the number of satellites raises concerns about the exacerbation of the space debris problem, which could lead to higher risks of collisions in orbit. Moreover, the impact of these satellites on astronomical observations has drawn criticism from the scientific community. While Amazon has taken steps to mitigate these issues, such as implementing deorbit plans and reducing satellite reflectivity, these measures may not fully address all concerns. Negative public perception and opposition from the scientific community could create additional regulatory and operational hurdles. In conclusion, while Project Kuiper has the potential to revolutionize global connectivity, it faces significant weaknesses that could hinder its success. The challenges of late market entry, high financial risks, regulatory and operational complexities, technical hurdles, and public and environmental concerns all pose serious threats that Amazon must carefully manage to achieve its ambitious goals. Of the key opportunities. One of the most significant opportunities for Project Kuiper is the growing global demand for broadband connectivity, especially in underserved and remote regions. Currently, billions of people around the world lack reliable internet access, particularly in rural and isolated areas. By providing high-speed, low-latency internet through its satellite network, Amazon has the potential to tap into these underserved markets, offering services where traditional terrestrial infrastructure is either too costly or impractical to deploy. This global digital divide represents a massive untapped market, and Project Kuiper could play a critical role in bridging this gap. Amazon has the opportunity to form strategic partnerships with telecommunications companies worldwide to integrate Kuiper's satellite network with existing terrestrial networks. For instance, partnerships with companies like Verizon and Vodafone could help extend the reach of 4G and 5G services to remote areas, enhancing both mobile and broadband coverage. Such collaborations could also lead to bundled services that combine satellite and terrestrial internet, providing customers with seamless connectivity regardless of location. These partnerships could not only accelerate Kuiper's market penetration, but also provide a diversified revenue stream for Amazon. Project Kuiper's integration with Amazon Web Services, AWS, presents a significant opportunity to offer value-added services that go beyond basic internet connectivity. AWS's cloud computing capabilities could enable advanced data processing, storage, and analytics services directly from the Kuiper network. This could be particularly appealing to enterprise customers, governments, and organizations in remote areas that require secure, low-latency access to cloud-based resources. The ability to offer integrated satellite and cloud solutions could set Project Kuiper apart from competitors and open up new business opportunities in sectors such as defense, disaster recovery, and remote healthcare. Markets, particularly in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, represent a significant growth opportunity for Project Kuiper. These regions often suffer from inadequate telecommunications infrastructure, making them prime targets for satellite-based internet services. As these economies continue to grow and digitize, the demand for reliable internet access will increase, and Project Kuiper could position itself as a leading provider in these high-growth regions. Furthermore, expanding into these markets could help Amazon establish a strong foothold in areas where its e-commerce and other services are still developing, thereby integrating its various business segments more deeply. The ongoing advancements in satellite technology offer Amazon the opportunity to continuously improve the performance and cost-effectiveness of Project Kuiper. Innovations such as more efficient propulsion systems, enhanced satellite miniaturization, and better materials could reduce launch and operational costs over time. Additionally, the development of more advanced optical inter-satellite links, OISLs, could further improve the speed and reliability of Kuiper's network, making it more competitive with terrestrial alternatives. By staying at the forefront of technological innovation, Project Kuiper could maintain a leading position in the evolving satellite broadband market. Governments and public sector organizations represent a substantial opportunity for Project Kuiper, particularly in areas related to national security, emergency response, and public infrastructure. The secure, resilient connectivity provided by Kuiper's satellite network could be attractive to government agencies looking for reliable communication channels in remote or contested areas. Additionally, Project Kuiper could support public sector initiatives aimed at improving digital infrastructure, providing services to schools, hospitals, and other critical institutions in underserved regions. Securing government contracts could provide a stable revenue stream and enhance Kuiper's market credibility. In conclusion, Project Kuiper is poised to capitalize on several key opportunities that could drive its success. From meeting the growing demand for global connectivity and forging strategic partnerships to leveraging AWS's capabilities and expanding into emerging markets, the potential for growth is substantial. With continued innovation and strategic positioning, Amazon's Project Kuiper could become a dominant player in the global satellite broadband industry. Project Kuiper, despite its vast potential, faces several significant threats that could hinder its progress and impact its long-term success. Here's a detailed analysis of the key threats. The satellite internet market is becoming increasingly crowded, with several well-established players like SpaceX's Starlink, OneWeb, and others already making significant strides. SpaceX has a considerable head start, having already launched thousands of satellites and begun offering services to customers globally. This competition puts pressure on Project Kuiper to not only catch up in terms of satellite deployment, but also to differentiate itself in a market where brand loyalty and early adoption could give competitors a lasting advantage. The rapid pace at which competitors are innovating and expanding their services means that Amazon must continuously innovate to stay competitive, which could strain resources and focus. Operating a large constellation of satellites in low Earth orbit, LEO, brings significant regulatory hurdles. As more companies launch satellite constellations, the risk of overcrowding in LEO increases, leading to heightened concerns about space debris and the potential for collisions. These concerns have already prompted more stringent regulations from global space agencies, and any changes in regulatory frameworks could delay Kuiper's satellite launches or increase costs. Additionally, environmental concerns about the impact of mega constellations on the night sky and on astronomical observations are growing. These issues have led to public and scientific scrutiny, which could result in further regulatory challenges or even public opposition to the project. The financial commitment required for Project Kuiper is immense, with Amazon pledging over $10 billion to the project. The satellite internet market, while promising, is still nascent and unproven at scale. There is a significant risk that the market may not develop as expected, or that Project Kuiper may struggle to attract enough customers to make the venture profitable. Additionally, the high costs of satellite deployment maintenance, and ground infrastructure could outstrip revenue, particularly if competitors managed to undercut prices or offer superior services. This financial risk is compounded by the long timeline required to deploy the satellite constellation and achieve profitability, which could strain Amazon's resources and affect its other business operations. The technical challenges of deploying and maintaining a satellite constellation of this scale are considerable. Despite the successful tests of prototype satellites, scaling up to a full constellation involves risks such as satellite malfunctions, launch failures, and communication issues. The complexity of ensuring continuous, reliable service across a global network of satellites also presents operational challenges. Any significant technical failures could lead to service disruptions, damage customer trust, and incur high repair or replacement costs. Moreover, as the constellation grows, managing the satellite network to avoid collisions and ensure optimal performance will become increasingly difficult, adding to the operational risks. The satellite internet industry is increasingly seen as strategically important, with national governments viewing control over satellite communications as critical to national security. This strategic importance could lead to geopolitical tensions, especially as more countries and companies enter the space race. Project Kuiper could face restrictions or barriers in certain markets due to national security concerns or protectionist policies. Additionally, international competition for orbital slots and frequencies could lead to conflicts with other satellite operators or even state actors, potentially complicating Project Kuiper's global operations. In summary, Project Kuiper faces several substantial threats, including intense competition, regulatory and environmental challenges, high financial risks, technical and operational difficulties, and geopolitical concerns. These threats could impact Amazon's ability to successfully deploy and operate its satellite constellation, and the company will need to carefully navigate these challenges to realize Project Kuiper's full potential. The reason for reviewing such a well-funded company is because should they succeed, small outfits like AST SpaceMobile and SpaceX will be overrun by this giant as it muscles in. So, where does all this leave us? Project Kuiper is, without a doubt, one of Amazon's most ambitious ventures yet. It's a high-risk, high-reward play that could redefine the company's future. The strengths are clear. Amazon's got the money, the expertise, and the vision to make this work. But the challenges are just as significant. Late entry, competition, and regulatory hurdles could all derail this project. For investors, the question is whether you believe in Amazon's ability to navigate these challenges and come out on top. If they can pull it off, the rewards could be astronomical. But as with any investment, it's important to weigh the risks. Project Kuiper is a moonshot in every sense of the word. And like all moonshots, it could either soar or crash. Only time will tell.